On the phone from far western Marin County, we're talking today with Eliah Haworth. She's the assistant curator and historian for the Bolinas Museum, where they're currently showcasing the entire 40-year history of the town's local newspaper, the Bolinas Hearsay News. Tell us about it.
Well, it's very unconventional. First of all, it is printed on legal size paper, and it's pasted up in the old way, hand-pasted up. Here's the thing that's so special about it. It really is truly democratic. So I'm going to read this to you because it says it all. It's produced and supported by locals, allowing anyone to contribute. Anyone can be a reporter as long as the submissions are signed and don't include any slander. And it's quite remarkable that it's lasted all these 40 years. It's put out 3 times a week, and each day has a different editor and ad manager. So each one has a slightly different flavor, but there's nothing conventional about this newspaper. It has news, it has stories, it has whatever comes in on a given day.
How did it get started?
Michael Rafferty was the butcher in town in Bolinas in the 1970s as a young man, and his line that I love is that he got to know every carnivore in town and all the vegetarians who bought cheese. And he talked to everybody. And he has degrees in MFA in 19th century literature, and he thought there could be a newspaper. So he started it, never thinking about how far into the future it would still be successful. So we're having a really good time celebrating. It started in 1974, so it's been 40 years.
Publishing a newspaper 3 times a week in a very small town, that seems like a lot of pages to fill.
Well, it's Bolinas News, and there are a lot of people who are published in major magazines and newspapers that live here, and those might be reproduced, those articles. But there's reports on the latest meetings that have happened in town or what is coming up for our disaster council. You know, everything that a town needs, plus we have a lot of cultural events going on. There's always so much happening here.
I understand that a small citizen-run paper doesn't have a lot of overhead to cover, but even so, how do they manage financially through all this time?
Here's something that Michael is very emphatic to point out, is that even in the beginning when it was only 10 cents a copy, it made the money to support itself and pay everybody who was working for it a minimum wage. Now, that's just 3 hours a week, so nobody's doing it to make money. The editors are doing it because they love it. And we've had some famous poets as editors. We've had very creative artists. You know, wide range of people over 40 years have served this little paper.
Looking back over that 40-year history as you put this exhibit together, were there things that jumped out at you?
What jumps out at me is that it still exists. There's nothing conventional about it. And Michael Rafferty brought every copy. We have every copy in the display so that people can pull it out and just peruse through it and see the things that were happening at the time or the really creative art that was published or whatever. And then he's also brought in a computer that has the last 3 years online. So to be able to just bring that whole stack out and set it up in the history room is really fun.
So when are people able to come in and see all this?
First of all, we're open Fridays from 1 to 5 and Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 5. This will run through at least the beginning of next year. Plus, there are 5 rooms in our museum, 5 galleries, and 3 of our galleries right now are on ocean wonder and wellness, on the health of the ocean.
Well, there's a lot going on at the Bolinas Museum. Eliah Haworth, thanks very much for filling us in on it.
Okay, thank you.